Good evening, my friends. You're listening to the Gospel Ministry with Brother Moore. Hear it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening at 5 p.m. right here on KPRO Inspirational Radio, 1570 a.m. on your dial. Call a friend and hold on. I'll be right back with the gospel.
You are now listening to The Gospel with Brother Moore, sponsored by Crown of Life Publishers, publishing the word of truth. For all of your book publishing, media production, audio and video solutions, visit us online at crownoflifepublishers.com.
You can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening at 5 p.m. Hold on. I'll be right back with the gospel. You and you ought to let it come in.
You're listening to the gospel on KPRO Inspirational Radio with Brother Moore. You can find me at www.harvestministriesca.org.
His power is greater and stronger than any devil. And ain't no way a devil gonna take a child of God back from God. Hey, glory. It ain't gonna happen. God'll take you home first. Amen. You be hard-headed and disobedient. He said, okay, come on home. But the devil ain't gonna take you. That's just like saying God's power don't mean nothing. I hear them say, I'll keep you from falling. And he will. Thank you, Jesus. What love got to do with it? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for you and I. Nothing can alter or change the love of God for you. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from him. Nothing can change or alter that love. Huh? God's love is not conditional. God's love for the world is unconditional. Every human being, regardless of your stature in life, where you're standing right now, he died because of love. He died because of love. So when you find yourself lonely and depressed and looking for hope, look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The one who gave his life that we might live. So God's love is unconditional. The beautiful, the bad, the ugly, the saved, the lost, the sinner, he loves. Well, you might want to be judgmental. How can God love somebody and they don't love him? God is not like us. He will that every human being be saved. That ought to be our hope too for somebody. That everyone need to come to the knowledge of Christ so that they can be saved. Jesus is the hope of glory. God so loved that he gave. Tina Turner asked a very important question that some of these women right here today could possibly have on your heart. That some of you have probably been through the abuse. And then you will have the same question. You see, there's a difference between man love and God love. Man's love is partial. Man's love is mean-spirited. That's man's love. Man love. It's propositional. Man's love is unkind and hateful. Huh? That's man's love. Man's love is untrustworthy. Now, don't get upset with me. I'm not beating up on your husband or nothing like that, girl. You know? But I want to reveal what kind of love is this. Huh? Talking about man's love. And while I'm trying to get my message straight, I'm trying to find my next page here. Yeah. The love of man can be deceitful, abusive. But there is a love that surpasses all understanding. Huh? I said, there is a love that surpasses all understanding. God's love is long suffering. That's what love got to do with it. God's love is kind. Tina, that's what love got to do with it. God's love is not envious and not mean-spirited. God's love is not puffed up. And God's love do not seek its own. God's love is not easily provoked. That's God's love. His love thinketh no evil. His love rejoices in the truth, God's love. He's able to bring joy to a sad heart. God's love. His love is enduring and everlasting. What love got to do with it? There is the cross of Christ. I said, there is the cross.
You're listening to the Gospel on KPRO Inspirational Radio with Brother Moore. You can find me at www.harvestministryca.org. You're listening to the Gospel on KPRO Inspirational Radio with Brother Moore. You can find me at www.harvestministryca.org.
It's prayer time here at the Gospel Hour. And we are going to have prayer for those of you that are sickly in your homes, in hospitals and rest homes. Even those that are in convalescence, we are coming to you today with my prayer. Our Father in heaven, the God of heaven and earth, our Father and our Savior, and our Lord, thank you. Thank you for all you've done, Father, and thank you for what you're getting ready to do this evening. Somebody needs you, Lord.
And you thought you were there all by yourself.
And they need you right now. The doctors have shaking their heads.
But Father, I hear you say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, Father, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you. Lord, we want to thank you for your awesome healing power. Lord, I heard you say in your word that I will have you to prosper and be in good health. We are praying for our health, our good health this evening. We petition you, Lord, in prayer right now. Somebody is so sick today. Their body reckoning with pain. Touch. Somebody, Lord, needs you this very hour. Pain in the body, and there seemed to be no hope. That mother, that father, that sister, brother, laying over there in that convalescent, in that rest home at the hospital, in our communities, they are waiting on a healing virtue from you. Somebody needs you, Jesus. They need you right now. Heal, Lord, by the virtue of your Holy Ghost power. Heal. Lord, we ask you to heal because we know there ain't nobody else can heal us, Father. That blood disease, that brain cancer, that sugar diabetes, that low and high blood pressure, that kidney problem, Lord. Somebody with a heart condition. Somebody's brain is probably and aching them, Father. We know you can do it right now. Heal. We ask it in your name this evening. Somebody's suffering and hurting like they never heard it before. God, we know that you are our only hope, and you are our only healer. But we heard you say, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Move by your power right now. Everyone out there under the sound of my weak voice, I humbly pray that God will touch you. Lord, we are depending on you right now because we know that you are there. Lord, you are right there with them by that bedside. Because you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, you are there in comfort right now. Touch. Hold on, mother. Hold on, son. Hold on, daughter. Hold on, father. Hold on, sister or brother. Hold on. Jesus is just a prayer away. And he's standing with you right now by the virtue of the Holy Ghost power. Mother, sister, daughter, his blood covered you. Right now, touch, father. You are under his blood. Touch, Lord. Touch with your healing power. Touch right now. Send a blessing. Send your healing blessing right now. Because we know you're able to do it, Lord. Touch. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we are depending on you. Because you said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He will never leave you alone. Give your heart to him right now. As you lay here and lay there on that bed. Touch. Touch. Lord, heal them and let them know that you are the only healer. Touch, Lord. Every sickness known and unknown, we know you can do it. Lord, if you can't do it, it can't be done. Lord, touch. Touch today. when the doctors shake their head. Lord, you said there's nothing impossible with me. Touch right now. Because we know you can raise up the dead. We know you can heal the sick. Every day you're raising up somebody from their deathbed. People don't even realize it, Lord. Touch right now. You never stop healing. And you always bless someone with a blessing of life. Touch. Just like you did Lazarus, Lord, when you raised them up out of that grave. Touch.
What a Journey Through the Gospel with Brother Moore. Sponsored by Crown of Life Publishers, publishing the Word of Truth. For all of your book publishing and media needs, find out more at crownoflifepublishers.com. And hear more of the gospel at harvestministriesca.org. For a copy of this gospel message, please write Brother Moore at 42751 State Highway number 74, Space 65, in Hemet, California, 92544. Or call 951-653-3888. And once again, harvestministriesca.org, where you hear more gospel music, gospel preaching, and gospel webinars. You've been listening to The Gospel by Brother Moore.